If you were tonight, remember what I said tonight. For red is the color that my baby wore, and what's more, it's true, yes it is. Scarlet were the clothes he wore. Everybody knows, I'm sure. I would remember all the things we planned. Understand, it's true. Yes, it is. It's true. Yes, it is.
If I could forget her, but it's all right. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Yeah.
Hello again, and welcome to I've Got a Beatles Podcast. And we are very excited because we've got another edition of Songs Under the Microscope for you today. And I know, Chris, we were kind of laughing a little bit at the end of that clip there, because it is certainly one of the best outtakes in the Beatles catalog, I would have to say.
Yeah, it's one of the funniest anthology moments. There's a couple of those that I remember us back in the day really laughing at when we heard the first time.
Oh yeah,
pausing it and giving it a good laugh at. I do want to apologize to you. Because I did wear a red shirt for this podcast, and I know how you used to have a former lover who red shirt. I'm sorry.
I won't hold it against you here. Yeah, please don't wear red tonight. I told you that, but anyway. Well, yeah, so we're going to be talking about a song that I think both of us probably agree that goes under the microscope and the radar. You don't think of it very often because it's placed at the end of Past Masters Volume 1, and it was a B-side to a much more famous song, Ticket to Ride. But yet, this song, Yes It Is, has a lot of really fine redeeming qualities, and I've enjoyed really getting into it and kind of exploring its production and how it was put together. So what strikes you so much about this song?
Well, I've always thought it's very underrated, and I think the reason it's underrated is because of some comments John Lennon made, that it's him just trying to copy this boy and not being very successful at it. But I think he's extremely successful, if not, I might like it better than this boy.
Yeah.
And I think part of what makes it so successful is the sort of complicated emotion behind the it's a love song, but it's a very complicated, odd sentiment.
Mm-hmm.
that's going behind it. We'll talk a little bit more about the lyrics and the meaning and that kind of stuff later in the podcast. But so this was 50 years ago, right?
Yeah. Oh my God, does that sound like a long time ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was recorded right during the Help sessions, and it was on February 16th, 1965. They did about 14 takes, which most of which are kind of breakdowns, and they really didn't get too far. But they did the it was right during Help, which was kind of weird that it never made it on Help or wasn't in the movie yet. Ticket to Ride, which was the A side, was a big scene in the movie when they were out in the Alps. So
yeah,
kind of interesting that it was at the same time. But a very big John Lennon composition. Some books say about 80-20 John to Paul on this one for a ratio.
Yeah,
and it's you don't think of John as being the standard writer of lots of ballads in the Beatles, but this is a pretty good one. And he also wrote This Boy. That was another big one of his. So
now George really liked the song, and George was a little bit puzzled that it wasn't an A-side.
Yeah.
He was like, it should have been an A-side. It was really a great song. And I think, you know, obviously the big standout thing about the song are the vocals.
Oh yeah,
the vocal harmonies.
Definitely, that's a huge part in which George had a hand in, and also the other most interesting feature has to do with George as well, which is when he used the volume pedal that also made an appearance on Help. The song "I Need You," one of his own songs, has the same volume pedal, and it's a pretty interesting sound effect on this one. They didn't ever really used it after that much.
Dave, have you ever used one?
I have. Yeah, I've used it, and it's a little bit temperamental. You have to get it just right, and
yeah,
on some of those outtakes, you can hear George fiddling with the volume pedal. It's the thing that makes it's basically just making the volume go up and down, and so it kind of has the wah at the beginning of those. The beginning
perfectly
of the song.
I thought I was listening to the recording there.
Yeah, it can be a little touchy because if your foot just goes a little too far, it'll go real loud, or it'll go too soft. So you had to practice. But it's an interesting effect.
Yeah, I think it really gives this song a lot of character. It's really the standout sort of instrumentation. Otherwise, it's mostly, you know.
Yeah.
Your basics, guitar and stuff,
right?
But obviously the harmony vocals.
Yeah, and I'm interested because I could only think of three songs that have that extensive of three part harmonies. You've got This Boy, Yes It Is, and then Not Until Because is really the. Can I think of another example where there's the three part close harmony?
I don't think there is one.
Yeah.
I don't think there is one. We don't really think about it, but it's like, man, they could have really done that
some more. Yeah.
More, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think it'd be a good idea to start with giving us an overview of what's this song about. It's a love song, sure, but you were mentioning earlier that there's maybe some other levels to this type of love that's going on.
Well, it's similar to This Boy. This Boy is like, I want you, it's sort of an I want you back, you're with another guy, and sort of trying to throw shade on that guy, you know. But this is more complicated. This is, I'm still kind of in love with someone I knew before, and I'm telling you, please don't remind me of her. Because I won't be able to take it. I won't be able to handle it. You know, which is sort of like if he's really... and I think he's not really the character who's singing this, right?
Ah.
I don't think that character is really saying this to the girl. Because if he is, he's probably going to get a drink thrown in his face. You know, it's like, what do you mean don't we wear red? I can wear whatever I want.
Yeah.
You know? Plus, there's a, you know, remember what I said tonight. It's kind of like, remember I tell you this all the time, don't wear red. You know, I bring up my ex-girlfriend all the time, constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you how much in love with you know, but I'm joking a little bit about it, but it's a really, I'm sure we've all had relationships that ended and then we're with someone else and we think about the person we used to be with in comparison to this person and it is that person we used to be with someone who at times feels like, oh man, I kind of miss her even though I'm with this person. So it's really beautifully complicated emotion, you know, coming from just a few years ago, they're singing, you know, she loves you, yeah. And this being something that is sort of deemed as repeating itself by this point, you know, it's just a fascinating a jump in lyric writing abilities.
What do you make of the emphasis of color here with scarlet and red, with the associations? You think of red as a very fiery kind of, you know, vibrant, active type color. Do you think that had some impact on, is that, you know, in what John's woman here, or whoever's singing the song is thinking here?
Well, it's a very evocative, easy to picture in your head color, and I do. One of my favorite things is that they use scarlet.
Yeah, it's a great word.
It's not just red. Red were the clothes she wore.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same ring to it.
Now, I also wanted to talk about a couple of the just the line, "If I could forget her." I think it's a fantastic line. And particularly, he says, "In spite of you."
Because that's my pride. He's talking about his pride, right?
Yeah. And I just, I just thought those were particularly like very, I mean, who knows? He might have just jotted them down and they just came out. But very particularly the wording of those lines are just very, very emotional to me, you know, and I think that's done very well. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit about how John talked in the 1980 interview about it not being a very good song, etc., etc.
Yeah, the exact quote is, "That's me trying a rewrite of This Boy, but it didn't work."
Yeah. Now, I find that he was very dismissive of a lot of the Beatles' work. And a lot of, you know, a lot of the our favorites from the Abbey Road medley, he's just like, you know, it's garbage, and you know, I didn't like that one, and that kind of stuff. Now, and so you're thinking, well, he wrote it so he can judge it best. He can judge it better than we can. But I'm reminded of a story I heard from a guy, Michael McCarthy, who is a writing teacher and wrote for SNL and wrote for is written screenplays and like and teaches here in Chicago. And I took a workshop from him one time, and he was telling a story about how Mark Twain, when he was alive, was very much concentrating on what he thought was going to be his masterpiece, which is a book called Joan of Arc. Now, I'm sure you haven't read Joan of Arc.
Never heard
of it. I haven't read Joan of Arc. Never heard of it. It's garbage from all the reviews. It's a total ripoff of a Dickens book. While he was doing that, he was on assignment Huck Finn, which he thought nothing of. So if this genius of literary master, you know, was like, eh, this is no good, and that, you know, but the thing he thought was no good stands the test of time, you know, then what do we who are creating things, can I properly judge my own work, or should I just do some work, record some songs, or in my case write some sketches and screenplays and things like that, and just get them out there and see what, you know, you never know what's going to stand the test of time.
Right. And often the ones that you really try the hardest for and keep working at don't end up making the list of immortality either.
Yeah. What's the new Mary Jane? How much effort did he put in? What's the new Mary?
Exactly. Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit, Dave, about the theory.
Yes. The music behind here. The music for Yes It Is in general is pretty straightforward. I compare the beat. It sounds a lot like Babies in Black. It's the same kind of 6/8 or waltz-like feel. It has that same kind of feel. Ringo's has a very relaxed drum feel. Or drum way he plays the drums is very relaxed. It's a nice, nice feel. I can't think of another way to say it.
Yeah.
But just very relaxed and flowing.
But, a little bit of tambourine mixed in, a little tambourine hit.
Yeah, some nice percussion in there. A couple things stand out to me. It's the chord progression, or the way the chords work, reminds me a lot of a doo-wop song or sort of 50s music here, especially with the vocals. You get a lot of the vocal harmonies in doo-wop songs, and the Beatles loved all that kind of music, girl groups and things. So the chords themselves are pretty standard. There are a couple interesting ones, though, in the middle section. a few unpredictable chords. And I think what makes them stand out is that the harmonies are a little bit dissonant. And for people who aren't music people, you could say dissonance means sometimes unpleasant sound or a little bit off. And I think there's a couple spots in the vocals that are a little bit edgy and slightly out of tune. And I like that, actually. It gives it like a real authenticity. But especially in the middle sections and at the beginning, right at the beginning, you'll hear it's a little bit off. And that's okay. I think it works. It's a song. It's not a totally pleasant, affectionate love song. It's a mixed emotion kind of song, so you're going to have some things like that. But John's vocals stand out too when he sings by himself, because he's double tracked. And again, for people who aren't studio savvy, double track just means you record yourself singing and then you record yourself singing over that again, so it makes it more full. Or nowadays you just record it once and cut and paste yourself. But I think John has a real vulnerability when he sings by himself in this song,
yeah,
that is covered up when you have the other two guys with them. So I think the big things for me, as I say, overall would be the doo-wop nature of it, the kind of the laid-back feel, the double tracking, the little bit of out-of-tune edginess here and there, and like that last little bit of the song when George plays the volume, yum bum bum bum.
That's, yeah,
it's just like a little bit off there, and I love it. It's got a great sound. So lots of different things happening here, but not the most complex song, but very effective and interesting.
For some reason, there are hardly any cover versions of this.
Do you think it's because of the fact of the vocals? It's so associated, you have to have a group with three singers? Or,
I guess there's that.
I don't see the Rolling Stones doing a cover of this. Or,
yeah, yeah. Successfully, at
yeah,
least.
Yeah, successfully.
Particularly getting the intricacies of the tonight, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
The tonight, mm-hmm. You know, like it goes up a half note.
Yep, yep.
And that kind of thing, you know, it's hard to do. But there are a couple. Now, one I desperately tried to find, which is Peter Sellers' spoken word version of it.
Oh, wow.
Which would have been just awesome.
That would have been awesome.
And maybe even produced by George Martin. Who knows?
Yeah. Peter Sellers.
Yeah, so I someday I'll get my hands on that.
Yeah.
One that I did find of someone of note is this may be the one and only time we play an eagle on the podcast. And it's from an album based around the Bridge School concerts.
That's Neil Young's thing, isn't it?
Yeah, Neil Young's thing. And this is Don Henley doing Yes It Is.
If you wear red tonight, remember what I said tonight. For red is the color that my baby wore, and what's more, it's true. Yes, it is. Scarlet were the clothes she wore. Everybody knows, I'm sure. I would remember all the things we planned. Understand it's true. Yes, it is, it's true.
What do you think of Don Henley there? You're a big Eagles guy, right?
Not really, but I'd have to say that's passable. Actually, not too bad.
Yeah.
I kind of like it. It's very sparse. It's just acoustic guitar. So you don't have much. Don Henley doesn't get to man the skins there for that tune. But It's all right. I don't know who the other singers are, but they're okay.
Yeah. It's probably just his touring band or whatever. Yeah. Okay, so that's Don Henley. And then the only other one I could find is sort of interesting. And I'm going to say this is very interesting for the video, particularly, is a singer, songwriter from Ireland called Chris Singleton. He's got a couple of albums out. Pretty good singer. Here's his version of Yes It Is as well.
If you were red tonight, remember what I said tonight. For red is the color that my baby wore, and what's more, it's true. Yes, it is.
So there's a little taste of Chris Singleton. You got to see the video though, because it's he's portrayed as a Ken doll kind of figure, and he's got a picture of Barbie in a red dress.
Oh,
it's showing it to like He-Man and different characters. So it's a little sense of humor over top of the song.
Yeah. It's a very different kind of version, much slower,
and
more down and out kind of sounding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I there's not a whole lot more to say about it, I guess. So.
No, it's just a nice, very good B-side. I was looking at a YouTube video that someone had put together of clips, video clips over this song, and reading some of the comments, and somebody said, "This is continual proof that even the Beatles' B-sides were really excellent songs."
And yeah.
I think that's very true. That kind of sums up this song, that it's got a lot to it, and it's very catchy, too.
Yeah. Well, let's go out by hearing the entire song, Yes It Is, and we'll follow us, of course, at our Facebook page. We post a song of the night and some incidental stuff every once in a while on that. And of course, you can follow us at I've Got a Beatles on Twitter as well.
Yes, and so we'll be coming back at you again soon with some more podcast goodness here. So let's enjoy listening to the whole song of Yes It Is, and we'll catch you next time.
If you were red tonight, remember what I said tonight. For red is the color that my baby wore, and what's more, it's true. Yes, it is. Scarlet were the clothes she wore. Everybody knows, I'm sure. I would remember all the things we planned. Understand, it's true. Yes, it is, it's true. Yes, it is. I could be happy with you by my side if I could forget her. But it's my pride. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Yeah. Please don't wear red tonight. This is what I said. it is, it's true. Yes, it is. I could be happy with you by my side if I could forget her. But it's my pride. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Yeah. Please don't worry tonight. This is what I said tonight. For red is the color that will make me blue. In spite of you, it's true. Yes, it is, it's true. Yes, it is, it's true.